Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Genesis chapter 2. So this will be part 4 or 5? 5, right? Of the series we have been studying. We have done 3 alone this last 2 weeks. Understanding Genesis. So if you are not here last week and you are here on Tuesday, just... what should we do? Just don't vomit. Amen? That's all I will say. Genesis 2. Just try and follow. The messages will be made available later. Later when... they're already on my phone anyway. Genesis 2 verse 18. So we are looking at understanding Genesis. The mystical Genesis 1, 2, 3. We are just trying to explain them. Demystify any mystery therein. Looking at everything in plainness. Explaining the shadows as much as we could. We're not trying to say we have the interpretation of every animal that God created, or that maybe the cucumber means the fruit of the spirit, or what else is DSF? The river. You know, people can be mysterious. Go to just Genesis 2. Where is the Garden of Eden? Eden. And verse 10. He said, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became into 4 heads. And the name of the rest anyway. Somebody came here and said that there are 4 rivers that are feeding the Garden of Eden. That means for you to live under the blessings of God, you must have 4 sources of income. That is from 4 sources. That if you are we have people with unemployment, just give me one first. Give me one. Elizabeth, how much are you? Which one are you? How many are you still praying for? Is it one or 2? People are still looking for jobs. You are saying if you don't have 4, then you are not under God's blessings. We are coming there today. Praise God. Genesis 2, verse 18. So we are just trying to look at all these shadows. What do they really mean? And we have seen that the scriptures can only be interpreted in the light of redemption. Genesis 2 verse 18. There's something that I left here intentionally. And nobody asked me throughout the week. You know, at home, we discussed it. We had Bible study on it. But nobody actually asked me. No, we saw that it was not actually God going to the earth, making out and bringing out, forming a clay and doing all those abacadabra. And now say, poof. And man say, No. Amen. Man say I receive. No. It was man himself going, reaching out to the ground. Amen, amen. Man in the spirit. Amen. Reaching out to the ground, making his own, don't vomit. Making his own body himself. Amen. So, man is responsible for this shape. It's not God. Whatsoever God has created does not decay. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Sorry, that is a long message that I just said. So don't, but that will get you prepared for the next thing I'm about to say. Nobody asked me, what of the woman? You ask me? Okay, let's see how it happens. Genesis 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. I won't interpret. Help meet does not mean Holy Ghost. Amen. She's not Holy Ghost. She's not your... You know, isn't there Pastor Nanyika that said that? A lot of people will be calling your wife an angel. But you know, he now finished the message by saying, in relationship, you are permitted to lie. Sila. So, you are the apple of my eyes. Genesis 1. Genesis 1, verse... 27. Don't forget, there is an intention of God. Verse 127. Want to go, everybody? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he. Male and female created he what? That means in the intention, male and female is already where? In the what? Yes, in the spirit. But what do I call that spirit? Intention, right? We saw Adam as a being. The progenitor. But we didn't see any female yet. Because we only have one starting point. Who is what? Adam. Okay. And but in the intention, God already spoke about male and female, but we didn't see anything. So it now took Adam. So what will you call verse Genesis 2, verse 18? Everybody, read. Your eyes on your Bible. What will you call Genesis 2:18? Sorry, I didn't know why I'm just treating Sunday service like Bible study like this. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. What will you call that? Think. God has spoken already. So what will you call this? Who is realizing what God has said? Hello? Flow with me now. Think. I need a response. God has spoken already, right, in Genesis 1. So what is happening in Genesis 2? Yeah. Can we say Adam realized God's plan, right? He realized God's intention. And he now proceeded to make it work. Praise God. Oh. So, yeah. Verse 19. And out of the world, grand, the Lord God formed every beast of the field. We know we have seen that last week. And every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. We know we have said all that last week. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name therefore. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him. That's later part of verse 21. Want to go, everybody? And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon, and he was. And he took one of his and closed off. Hey, 22. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from man, he made he a woman and brought her unto the man. 23. And Adam said, this is now what? Bone. You know, he said he took one rib. He said the woman is the tithe of the man. He said it's now the bone of my bones, right? And flesh of my flesh. She shall be called because she was taken out of. Okay, let me start this one. Explain this one by first talking about a vision. Let me first talk about a one that is supernatural. There was, I remember a day about close to 8 years. No, sorry, did I say eight? Maybe 10 years ago. Right now, I was in church, redeemed then. And no, don't mind me. I love walking barefooted. So there was a day I left church. I was just walking down to perhaps just see somebody off, and something entered into my leg, like a sharp stone. But it was so long, and it really entered. I tried to remove it, to call people to help me to remove it. I couldn't. Okay. I said, don't worry. Maybe, I said, maybe it will go. It will come out. It will go. The first day, thing kept paining me. Second day, third day. Okay, upon the fourth day, it's not up to the first day, maybe the third day. I just prayed briefly. So I was, please pay attention, I was in the church. I was just on the pulpit. I just said, okay, let me relax. I was just sleeping on the pulpit. And suddenly, I also saw somebody came to me, put his hand into the leg, brought out the thing. I saw it, and he just walked away. Then immediately I just woke up, and I looked for the pain, and it was no more. Like, now, listen to me carefully. I know a lot of people have had several similar occurrences. The being that removed the thing, I didn't see the person physically, right? But the person I didn't see performed a physical act. Hallelujah. Are you with me? No, I give you a microphone. I know people would have had serious, more serious chronicles. Okay. This one may scare some other people. Do you know the things that we read actually in some of our movies? Do you know they are not truly fake? How many of you have watched this Doctor Strange before? Doctor Strange, right? Hey. Okay, sorry, maybe I won't remove this from the sermon because we don't preach our experiences, right? I remember a day I was in school. Let me just give you the clearest. I was in school. This is me, so it's not they said. I was on the bed, and I didn't know what happened there. I knew I was a bit sick, but you know, things always happen to you when you are sick. That's when you see several horrible things. So I was a bit sick, and I was on the bed, and I just stood up from inside the I stood up from me. Amen. So I stood up like this. I was looking at myself on the bed. Then I left the room. I went to the next room. I was spying on them. I was seeing what they were doing. They didn't see me. So then, if you know I was student, it was upstairs. I was saying, wow. And then, Kanami, do you know what I thought about immediately? Wow. I can quickly, what exam was approaching. So I can quickly rush to the department and spy on our exam script. So I ran down the staircase, got to the door, was running to my department. Immediately I was halfway. And a force just took me in less than a second, pow, to the body. And I woke up. Now, to be frank, that thing did not happen once. It happened, I can't count. You have a spirit, and the spirit is alive. I'm not saying you are a witch. Sorry, I'm not a witch. Amen. Say, I have a spirit that is alive. So, we saw last week that the spirit can perform activities independent of the body. How do you think that somebody was eating amala, did not eat it with soup, ate it with water at home, and you not go to church and you tell me this is what you ate yesterday? How do you think it happened? Praise God. Do you think it's God that is doing things and is now giving reports? No, it's your spirit that is searching out. And what you can actually see into tomorrow is that in the spirit, we don't really have time like that. The reason I use that phrase, the way I used it. Praise God. So, your spirit can search out things. So, is it impossible for Adam to get up from himself and now produce an updated version of himself from himself and call him a woman? Selah. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, this is where I'm actually going. Both the man and the woman's body are not a direct creation of God. That was man creating, exercising dominion over the earth. If you have not listened to the first two parts, three, four parts, what I just said may sound difficult for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's see the type of body that God is responsible for. Are you with me? Are you with me? Sorry now. It's not a sweet summer, baby. Okay. You will refire. And you will prosper. Say amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 1. For we know that what? If our... Who is not there? Everybody open your Bibles. If you have Bible in your phone, anywhere you have Bible, just open. Use it. Yes. Verse 1. Want to go, everybody? For we know that if our what? Earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building, a house not made with eternal. Please see the characteristics of this thing, body that God is talking about. Verse 1 again, want to go? For we, if our of this tabernacle were, we have a building of a house not made with eternal. Verse 2, let me read. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not. Okay. What is the characteristics of that body that God will make? Verse 4, yes, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we won't be unclothed, but clothed upon. That what? Mortality might be swallowed up of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And how do we know that God will do this? Verse 5, want to go, everybody? He that has wrought us for this self same thing is God, who also had given us the words. The words. The guarantee of the spirit. So the reason why a believer will have a new body is why? You have the spirit. Amen. The spirit in you right now is a guarantee that the new body is yours. Praise God. Okay, see verse 6. Verses 1 to go. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are For we walk by faith, not by Romans 8. I will explain this one further using Romans 8 today. Romans chapter 8. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. From verse 18. Be fast. Romans 8, 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the what? Glory. They have used this scripture to preach anything. Anything. Say, if you are here, you are 34, you don't have a bay yet. Don't worry. The suffering you are experiencing right now is not worthy to be compared to the glory of the bay that you have. What is that? He said, it may be delayed, but it will not be denied. Job said, all the days of my appointed time shall I wait until my shame come. Job is saying he will wait in hell. You are saying you will wait for your own bed to come. It's good to take scripture in context. You save us from wahala. Praise God. So verse 18 said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. What is that glory? See verse 19. For the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Funny enough, manifestation here does not mean the normal word for manifestation. It's actually, manifestation is like phanerosis, like to metamorphose, right? But this one is different. Hallelujah. This one is a Greek word, apokalupto. The same word used for revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, waited for the manifestation, for the disclosure, for the appearing of the sons of God. Verse 20, want to go, everybody? For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. 21. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of into the glorious liberty. So it seems like Adam's sins also affected animals, right? Can you see that from that verse? Look at it again. Look at verse 21 again. Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. Look at your Bible. Because the creature in the Greek means original formation. Greek word kritis. It means the original creation itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Corruption from the Greek is the same word pictoria, from the bondage of decay. Please be writing down the meanings of this, some of these things. So creation will be delivered from decay into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So it seems like animals and the rest of the creation too will be delivered from death. Amen? Because when God created everything, he said, very good. And to me, death does not sound very good. Praise God. So, verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the what? First fruit of the Spirit. Even we do ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the what? To wit the. So, what is the manifestation we are waiting for? It's the new body. Amen. Is a glorified body. It's not talking about all those things we are talking about. 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? 25. Want to go? Okay. 1 Corinthians 15. Want to go, everybody? 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. Are you with me? A miracle just happened. It's not a miracle, actually. Okay, sorry. Give me your phone. Let me read this one in my phone. The thing is out of my Bible. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. I need a new Bible, oh Lord. Verse 35. Are you there? Everybody, are you there? Okay. Please follow me carefully. Don't worry, you will enjoy today. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Focus. That it says, thou fool, Paul and fool, shall? That which thou sweat is not quickened except it die. 37. And that which thou sweat not the body that shall be, but bare grain. It may be of chance of wheat or of some other grain. 38.
But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own. Or 39, yes, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of the flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. 40, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the celestial is another. Amen, amen. Think about it. Are we celestial bodies or we are terrestrial? So what are celestial? So what does celestial mean? Huh? Will it mean the new body we are expecting, or the body of angels? Think about that. Okay, 41. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differed from another star in glory. 42. 1, 2, go everybody. So is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in what? It is raised in what? Hallelujah. 43. It is sown in what? Dishonor. It is raised in. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in. It is sown a natural body. It is raised in what? Say, I will have a pneumaticus body. Hallelujah. You know, pneumaticus, that is in Greek. That is the Greek word for spiritual. It means are you spiritual, supernatural. So, and that meaning for the pneumaticus, that should be yes, a non-carnal body, supernatural, regenerated. Amen, amen. Okay, verse 44 again. Yes, it is sown a what? It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. 45. Want to go, everybody? And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a. The last Adam was made a what? Hallelujah. Was made a what? Quickening spirit. I love this. I love this. I love this. Actually, the word quickening in the Greek means revitalizing. It means a life-giving. Ooh, hallelujah. Say, my spirit can give life. Cavitas, Toby, Rosti, Gavanti, Loa Master, Vapati, Bati, Fakariasa, Tite, Olia, Manzi. We're going to practice this. I felt that. Say, my spirit can give life. So he said, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. But God now says, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Imagine Adam as he is, although just called a living soul, he can communicate all that dominion. How much more a quickening spirit? Okay, verse 46. Albeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is what? Natural. And afterward, that which is 47. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is who? The Lord from heaven. Hallelujah. 48. As is the earthly, such are they also that are. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are what? Heavenly. Praise God. 49. We shall also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is he calling heavenly here? Look at that place. Give me another word for heavenly there. Heavenly. Not from your dictionary, from context. Spiritual, yes. And that one? Sir? Quickening. Okay. Supernatural. And that word from that place? Celestia. Okay, and that one? Is that what I'm looking for? Incorruption. Immortality. Okay, we are going there. Verse what? Where are we? 49. As we are born the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the what? Heavenly. 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot what? Neither doth corruption inherit. 51. 1, 2, go, everybody. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be. The word change there is the Greek word alasso. It means we shall be made different. It will make us different. 52. 1, 2, go. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be. 43. For this corruptible must put on what? And this mortal must put on. 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written what? Death is swallowed up Hallelujah. So, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. 57, everybody want to go? But thanks be to God, which giveth us through our Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the law, for as much. Hallelujah. Say, my spiritual body is sure. Say, this is our hope in Christianity. Say, we will not always have to die. Hallelujah. No, I hate old age. Personally, I'm serious. I don't know why. I have asked my wife countless times, can't we just remain like this forever? And if you've actually studied history, like history of all these very great kings, you'll see a king at times after he has conquered kingdoms, conquered, had wives, had everything, you now say, how can I conquer death? Have you heard stories like that? I mean, real stories. Even in Yoruba land, we have people like that, Bashunga and a lot of stuff. People looking for immortality. Hallelujah. But glory to God is available in Christ. We have it free of charge. And guess what? How will it happen? Your spirit will make your body immortal. It's not God that will blow a breeze from heaven. Mount Zion. You will pick this body. You will immortalize it. Adam was such a man. Imagine. The body, Adam, even with sin, even with the influence of sin, though, the body that Adam made could live 970 years. You know the meaning of that? That means you saw Lord Lugard, you saw Abatistin, you saw... Sorry, Nabi, tell me all these people. No scientists here. You saw Thomas Edison. Who else? You saw who discovered right in Nigeria, Mungo Park. Who divided Nigeria to? That's Lord God. You saw everybody and you are still alive. My God. You saw. That means, you know, in my former church, we have some elders that once you call them, say. When I was in this church, this pastor, like, this one is pastor now. I mean, his naming ceremony. After this one we left, another one came from Elisha. After this one left, there is a pastor now. He's Geo now. In fact, the Geo of Redeem now. We were in workers in training together. The Geo of Winners. Me, I was the one that got him filled with the Holy Ghost. They are ancient of this. They are there. Let me give you stories. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I have the reality of a supernatural body. Say, it's not just hope. My spirit can give life now. Say, I can communicate life now. Say, if I can heal the sick. Say, if I can raise the dead. It means I can also immortalize my own body. Now, think of now. I need to say, should do it now. Praise God. But say, I can. We are going to stay with the revelation of the word until man will pick the mortal body. Hold on to somebody, everybody. Hallelujah. Hold on to somebody. Sorry. Can you start? It doesn't have to be somebody beside you. Stand up, everybody. Let's do this together. We're going to take off some sickness right away. Go to somebody, anybody you are led to. Right now, you are led. I told you your spirit is active. Ministers, you know who you should go to. Your words are, I communicate life right now. If you have an issue that you wish anybody pray for you, just go to anybody that you just felt led to and just communicate life. Communicate life. Communicate life. Like, I'm not saying you pray together. Somebody should be praying for somebody about something. Hallelujah. So first have a 30-second shot, then communicate life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our spirit is alive. Our spirit is alive. Our spirit is alive. Our spirit is alive. Our mortal body receives life. Our mortal body receives life. Our mortal bodies receive life. We can heal the sick because we can give life. We can heal the sick because we can give life. We can quicken. My spirit is alive. With my spirit, I can see. With my spirit, I can heal. With my spirit, I can see, I can heal. Please feel free. Just communicate. Feel free. You can sit down and be doing what you are doing. Just be serious with that person. Hallelujah. Take off some sickness right away. If you know if there is a sickness, somebody that is sick at home, well, anyhow, just get bold. Speak some words. Hallelujah. Spirit creates by speaking. Spirit creates by speaking. This is not a time for you to be proud. This is not a time for you to say, well, I don't want them to know me. Makalo zobiliro stegepati sofaliro stegepatiyo letekeli zobiliro stegevata kashe toli imbralisto gavita. Spirit creates by speaking. We are quickening spirits. As you are born the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. It will not be said that sickness is dominating, is having dominion in our midst, in our body. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Siro, Castellaros, Tegepiloras, Tegepalimos, Zepaliras, Tegepatil, Apolis, Tegevir. We correct this right away, right now, right now, right now. My spirit gives life, gives life, gives life. I supply life right now. I supply life. 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 In the name of Jesus, Maleaso, Vikeros, Tegeti, Imale, Makita. Give it time. Give it time. Give it 2 more minutes. Supply life. Supply life. Supply life. Maliso, Gopila, Shata, Gepali, Mosi, Gepiri, Gestay. Let's rearrange things. Rearrange things. Leante Koli Sogepita Koriste Gepita Shata Kapala Mala Malamo Zopilero Segepale Moshete Latike Zotita Sogi Priansi Kanstigi Landa Opateke Pateke Tele Masegepale Maketak. Our spirit is alive. Our spirit can speak. Our spirit can see. Our spirit can heal. We 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 can give life. Woo! Mana Neo Sepita Rasati Paketa Koli Kari Sati Makata. Ashati gembande ke litosti irike bata tati holy stogopile rakata lomakati o pazata shata bagepile makata. My spirit is alive. I am alive. I am alive. I am alive and I give life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I am alive and I give life. Manana osamriya sa bikeli ostige pala ashati ketito zita riastige pa take pora sekete male male mo zepale rastige pile de de stege. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Body organs are receiving life right now. Body organs. Organs in your body. Organs in our bodies. Oh, kalira stege palemaka. Eyes are receiving life. Limbs are receiving life. Malira stege patika stege. Hearing is receiving life right away. Right away. Right away. Right away. Right away. Right away. Right away, right away, right away. Manly and tizo bikeres tegepa. You people who are not here. Malira stegepa sheteketi. We recreate. We recreate, we recreate. We recreate, we recreate, we recreate. Oh, thank you, Father. My spirit can investigate. I can investigate. Hallelujah, Master. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just speak some words. Lastly, to that person with you. Speak some words. Speak some words. As it comes to your spirit, speak some words. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our bodies are blessed today. Our mortal bodies, they are blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed. We give life. Hallelujah. Okay, you can have your seat. Thank you, everybody. Back to your seat. Now, I have this word for somebody. Although, it's not a word I should say to everybody, but I will say it anyway. Just take it calmly. Some of you, what you call oppression is not oppression.
Some of you, what you call oppression, maybe when you want to sleep or so, it's not always oppression. See, your spirit can explore. Even in the dream, let the confidence be who you are in Christ. The name of Jesus that you carry is your confidence. It's not you shouting it. Stop shouting Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the dream. Speak the word. Stop fighting to be free, for you are free. But be patient and allow your spirit to explore. You can write a whole novel by vision. You can write a whole supernatural experience by vision. By vision. Allow your spirit to explore. See, I will not want us to. No, people have bastardized visions and revelations with the different vision of hell. I was in hell, I saw my uncle, I was in hell, I saw my geo, I was in hell, I saw it. And because of that, some of us were actually shying back from the supernatural part of visions. No. We see visions. I remember there was a time I was in school, and there was a course. I didn't know who studied electrical, anything electrical, mechanical, anybody? And I had to do a test the next day. And the course is electrical circuit theory. Very terrible course like that. Everybody is already running up and down. And people are already setting up what they will write on the table and all those stuff. We are already preparing that. Okay, I will sit beside you. You sit beside me. This and this and this and this. So, 30 minutes to the liver. Don't worry. 30 minutes to the test. I was just in my room. The wall just opened, like the wall. You know, then I didn't think there's flash plan screen. We do have flash screen then. It's a big pedicle that we have there. Oh, and the wall just turned to a screen. And they just start printing the question. Printed. Sorry, wait. Printed on the wall. I'm not teaching you how to use Holy Ghost to do expo. Just listen to me. Now, firstly, I didn't pray for it. It just came. I just saw this. Also read this. Because of the type of experience, it's not what I'm seeing, I'm writing down. It's like, you understand what I'm saying? You're not sleeping, you're not awake. You understand? Amen. Don't get scared, don't worry. I just there. So writing. And at the end of the day, I just heard the voice. Say, don't worry, the test will not hold. Wow. Okay? So I just stood up. I had my battle. I think that I didn't even carry anything. I just went there. As people are just already preparing. I just look at them. It's not. And to now bring doubt to my heart, we just saw the man coming from the window. And you know, imagine, teacher engineering student, just test, everybody run up and down like crazy. So the man just came to the class. Okay, are you prepared for me? Okay. It's a pity, I think I have a meeting. See you next week. Come and see relief. For me, I already received my own relief. Why was that? Now, I just told you, you can see things, okay? Like I said, people have used their own greed. Now imagine now. I actually preach my school very well. Like I minister in my RCF then very well. Yeah, if you now see that now, you now say, hey, now there's an anointing to know the secret of your exam. If you want the anointing, it's student. You can't call anything more than 10K. You have to come to 10K to 5K. The anointing will work with 10K, between 1K to 10K, because you are in student environment. But if you are in another environment, the anointing will start from 100K. Praise God. You know what I'm saying? So there's an anointing to know the secret of your examiner. Come, let me lay hands on you. That's when you are now spoiling it. Amen? Just teach people to walk in the spiritual. See, we are not natural men. Amen? Say, we are not natural. Say, I can know things supernaturally. And it is not wrong. So if when I do a miracle, I change the laws of nature. but I am not wrong. Because I'm a man and I have dominion.
Dominion is not only communicated by
your IQ. You have a spirit that is alive.
We have worked so much on our soul, worked so much on our body to know how to. But there is a faculty of man called the spirit. And that spirit is alive and it can work. So I know there's a balance to all these things. That's why I'm not going too deep into it. But as you now I'm not preaching this to somebody that is still fresh, that has not known left from right, that has not known redemption from, that has not known the sincerity means, that has not known why we things that we don't do, how not to do people. But you, that you understand the contentment, that you understand everything, explore the things of the spirit. You just meet a man, say, bros, come now. Why are you like this? This year alone, you have visited 6 people. Hey, how do they know? They tell you, I have a spirit that's alive. Until some people they're even scared to chat with you. That's when people, where are you now? Say, I'm currently in this hotel in where? Bros. No, you can lie. Amen. Say, I can explore. Say, I will explore. And that's how we pray in the spirit. We pray in the Holy Ghost. And we see things. Say, I can see things supernaturally. Okay, Genesis 3. So everything you see in Genesis 2, I can tell you that if there is any direct activity of God in Genesis 2, it will be less than 20%. Genesis 2 was man exercising dominion. Now, Genesis chapter 3. Rejoice. Are you rejoicing? No, I miss you. Your eyes like that, like the mouse behind my... Genesis 3. Are you there? Don't worry, I have less than 30 minutes to go. But flow with me right now. I will take this slowly. From verse 1 to 5. You know, we studied the devil Lucifer, everybody, on when? Wednesday, right? So, come try and bring back what we said about him. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 2, yes? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4 and 5. Want to go, everybody? And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God know that in the day that you eat therefore, then your eyes shall be opened, and shall be as God's knowing. Hallelujah. So, what did the serpent do to Eve here before? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Is it 10 or 11? 11. Verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve. Right? That word there means to seduce, to deceive through his subtlety. So your mind should be what? Corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Go back to Ezekiel 31. Be fast. Ezekiel 31, verse 4. Please, I want to arrive at something today. I want that to be your driver this week. Ezekiel 31, verse 4. Are you with me? Okay, you see, the waters made him great. Please pay attention to details. Your eyes on your Bible. The waters made him great. The deep set him on high, with our rivers running around his plants, and set out little rivers unto all the trees of the world. So that means there is like an information, there is like a stream that now goes forth from this tree to the other trees. Typologies. Verse 9. I have made him fear by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of what? All the trees of what? Eden, that were in the garden of God, envied him. That means this guy is like an overseer, right? Verse 17. Verse 17 to 18. We have seen this all this on Wednesday. They also went down into hell with him, unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm, that dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the Eden. Verse 18. Want to go, everybody? To whom art thou like in
glory and in the greatness among the trees of Eden. Yes, thou shalt be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether part of the earth, that thou lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain with the sword. This is Pharaoh and his multitude, said the Lord God. So please write this down. So what the devil did to Eve won't be similar to what he did to other angels. Are you with me? What the devil did to Eve, right? I'm going to explain this right now. Will be similar to what he did to what? Other angels that fell with him. Don't forget, we have seen the angels in that place. I won't go over that again. Now, 1 John 3, verse 8. 1 John. 1 John 3:8. He asked, he said, what did God tell you? God told you this. Say, no, you will not die. What's that? Huh? To falsify an information. And guess what? At that point, when the devil was telling Eve, it is not yet seen yet. I will show you now. Now, 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3. Is it 1 John? Yes, 1 John 3:8. Give me your phone. Good. Okay, let's take it together. 1 John 3:8. 1, 2, go. Yes, sir. He that committed sin is of the, for the devil sinneth from where? I've told you. If you see anywhere, you see from the beginning. What does it refer to? Genesis. If you see before the beginning or from the foundation of the world, then that can only be in the intention of God. But if you see from the beginning refers to Genesis. So this is saying the devil sinned from where? The beginning, right? Okay, come back to Romans 5. So although the devil peddled God's word even before man sinned, but that sin was not imputed unto him until Adam sinned. Everything the devil did, when the devil was talking to Eve, that okay, no, you will not surely die. Did God judge him then? Until when? When Adam ate, right? So after Adam ate, that was when sin entered. Hallelujah. So although to tell you that the devil is not the problem, the choice of man is the issue. Hallelujah. Yes, what he was doing was not right. But the man that is the crown of God's creation is still in control. Until the man now succumbed. Don't forget it also. Do you know the serpent did not go to Adam? Right? He went to who? To Eve. Right? Eve now what? Took the ministry to who? To Adam. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't bring out any remark from that. I'll rebuke you. Okay. Come back to Romans 5. So, please. Adam is the main issue. Adam is the real determiner. He's the real deal. It's not the devil. The choice of Adam is what brought sin. If because we don't know how long Genesis 2 actually lasted, though. Time started counting after men fell. Okay, sorry, if you have not been in part 1 and part 2, part 3 and 4, and I will be sounding like, seriously? Please, you can be saying it out. As I said, just say, seriously? Romans 5. Sorry, just keep flowing. I'm almost done. Eh? 2 pages, though. What's that? Romans 5, verse 12. Why am I just this free today? Somebody is around that. I will cast out. Romans 5, verse 12. Are you there? And, 12. Wherefore, as by what? Sin entered. The word entered means, I don't know how to pronounce these things. It means to come in, right? Sin entered into the world. And death by sin. So death what? Passed upon all. For all have sinned. Please write this down. The implication of that is that sin was not a creation of God. That's number one. The word enter, that is E-I-S-E-R, then Shoma. C-H-O-M-A, sorry. E-I-S-E-R-C-H-O-M-A. Please pronounce that for me. Who can try? E I S-E-R-C-H-O-M-A-I. Yisa what? Yisa. Yisa Choma. Okay, linguistic. Thank you. Meaning, number one, I say the meaning of that would be that, number one, sin was not a creation of God. It said by one man, sin entered. It means sin came in. So that means sin was not a creation of God. All of you be writing down or your eyes on your Bible. Number two, sin was not in the world until Adam sinned. Sin was not a creation of God. Number two, sin was not in the world until Adam sinned. Number three, the devil is not as much as a problem as the choice of man. So next thing he said, death passed upon all men. It means death traveled through. It means death had the ticket to travel through because man sinned, not because the devil sinned. Amen? Although, are you getting me? Are you getting me? Did the devil sin? But when was his sin counted as sin? After what? After man transgressed. Okay, let's flow. Okay, so death was not a creation of God. Write that down. Say death passed upon all men. The implication of that, number one, will be that death was not God's creation. Number two, death and its effects are to walk through others' unbelief to subdue them. I take that again. Number one, death was not God's creation. That means physical death and decay is not God's plan for man. Say death entered, death passed through. Okay, leave that. Go to verse 13, Romans 5. Everybody, as loud as you can, 13 and 14. This is a very sad scripture. 13 and 14. Romans 5, 13 and 14. Want to go, everybody? For unto the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no 14. Nevertheless, death reigned. Can you see that it's not about man's character? See. Quiet again. Unto the law. That means before the law. That means before Moses came. That is years after. Sin was in the world, though, but sin is not imputed when there is law. Although there is no law to impute sin, but 14. Nevertheless, death still reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that has not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Amen. Okay, so let's now look at Adam's sin right now. One of the words used for Adam's sin in this place, that should be verse 15. Want to go, everybody? 15. But not as the what? The word offense in the Greek means paraptoma. It means to fall beside, to deviate. Not as a deviation. So also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. 16, want to go? Yes? For the judgment was by one to, but the free gift is of many offenses unto. Hallelujah. The word sin, amatano. Abi? Amatano. It means to miss the mark, right? So, one of the words used for Adam's sin is offense, paraptoma, to fall beside, to deviate. And that word is to sin. Amatano, to miss the mark. Next word, that should be found in verse, where is transgression? Transgression should be in verse 18. Where is transgression there? Verse 14. Okay, yes. Who is he? After the similitude of Adam's transgression. The word transgression is a Greek word, parabasis, which means to violate or to disregard an information. So, ladies and gentlemen, what did Adam disregard? What was the message to Adam that he disregarded? I've said it a countless time, yes? Sir? Our dominion, yes? Man in the image of God, right? That means I want you to be in my image. So, how did the ministries communicate that to him? Tree of what? Tree of life, right? So, when the intention of God is that I want man, what is man? Body, soul, and spirit. To be in my image. And the indestructible part of man was the spirit. So, God was directly responsible for that. Are you with me? And it's because of that the spirit of man can never go into extinction. Whether you are a believer or not, your spirit cannot die. Guess that die, okay? Get the meaning of that die. Your spirit cannot be extinct. No, man is designed to live naturally forever. That's why the Bible says, is it Daniel now and John 5, Daniel 12, said there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the words, just and the unjust. The just to everlasting life, the unjust to everlasting was damnation. Praise God. That means there is nobody that will be lost. That means death is not the end of man's existence. Amen. Do you understand what I just said? That means, and why? God was responsible for the spirit. So that spirit now went, number one, the spirit took his body from the dust. Praise God. The spirit, after taking his body, said, God, he just passive. God's word is male and female. Right? That means the spirit was somebody, some people were communicating Genesis 1 to the spirit. Sorry, to Adam, right? So and Adam acted, okay, male and female. Then he created a woman. What is the next thing that Adam ought to do? Man in my image. How was that communicated to him? The tree of life. So eating, please write this down. Eating of the tree of life will be for him to believe God's report. Praise God. Eating of the tree of life will be for who? Adam to come to believe God's report. So what is the tree of life? Like we saw the last on Wednesday. Who remembered? Who remembered now? What does the tree of life symbolize? Don't forget, Adam is not to eat the tree. He eats the fruit of the tree. He can't eat the tree. So what does the tree of life symbolize? Don't worry, I will soon be done. So you are looking at me like someone. So what does the tree of life symbolize? Ministries that communicate what? God's intention. Are you writing? You're not writing. Oh, you're not writing. That's why you are not having questions to ask me during the week. You write. So, tree of life will be what? Ministries that communicate God's intention, right? Okay. So, what will the tree of knowledge of good and evil mean? I said it now. Remind me. Ministries that what? Communicate what? Self-dependency. That means in the garden, there were beings communicating self-dependency. You can do it, Adam. To Adam, sorry to say. And there are also ministries communicating what? God-dependency to Adam. Praise God. That is why, this is where I'm going today. That is why the gospel is not believe in yourself. Knowledge of good and evil is not bad. Hello? Hello? The knowledge of good and evil is not bad. The issue there is that you took it in place of life. Should I start again? The knowledge of good and evil is not the evil. It's to choose it in the place of what? Life. Choice. That is why the gospel is not to believe in your intellect. To believe in your own ability. You can do this. You can make it. You can make it happen. That is not the gospel. That is why it is evil when you gather Christians and what you are doing in the name of the church is to build up their intellect. You are messing. That is the fundamental thing that happened again. Are you with me, everybody? Praise God. That is why you must not preach. Jesus. Don't forget what I say again. Until we see that knowledge of good and evil is not evil. It's not evil. It's not. He didn't say evil. Knowledge, right? Ability to discern. That would mean ability to do some things yourself. Like I said, nothing bad in that. But you now chose it instead of life. Imagine when we have churches today that will be quoting, is it Max Ziegler or what do they call that one? Ziegler in church. That we have churches today And you will come to church, and what they will be teaching you is how to make it. It is not bad to learn how to make it. We all went to school to learn that. But it is bad when you are taught that in replacement of the things of the spirit. It is bad when they use that to replace the spirituals. It is bad when you use... You understand? Give me a grammar now. Intellect. When you replace spirituals with what? Intellects. Intellectuals. Of course, man created us with a brain. Sorry, God created us with a brain. He wanted us to have to think. But he doesn't. That is why the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, everybody. Sorry, I'm closing. Next 15 minutes, less than that, I will close. Please, if you are going to see anything, see this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 18. Motivational speaking is not bad. It's not. But it must not replace life. This is where I'm just going. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 18. We're going to read all this one loudly, as loud as we can. Please, just help me. I want you to get this. I want this to soak into. I want this to soak into you. Verse 17, 18. I read 17. You read from 18. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of words. Please, what is the effect of the wisdom of words? Hello? What is the effect of the wisdom of words? The cross of Christ will be made of. It will be invalidated. Verse 18. Yes, everybody? For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish what? Foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is what? 19. For it is written, I will destroy and I will bring to nothing. Verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this word? Had God not made foolish the wisdom? 21. Everybody. For after in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness to save them that. 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks. 23. Christ crucified unto the Jews. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the what? 25. Yes. For the foolishness of God is wiser, and the weakness of God. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of this world, and the things that despise. And God is choosing, yeah, and the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. That no flesh should glory. Yes, but of him are you here in Christ Jesus. Who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom. And what? Righteousness. And what? Sanctification. And what? So in church, do we look for wisdom in ourselves or in Christ? Last verse, everybody want to go? That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. That was the sin of Adam. When you reject God's wisdom, when you reject God's ability, do it yourself. You can make it. You can make it. It is not bad. I want you to make it too. But not in the name of God. Are you with me? I wish to God that everybody in my church are millionaires. And let everybody go and get. Let's go and get different. Acquire skills, acquire stuffs. It's good. It's God glorifying. But when we are talking about the gospel, we have to format our brain again. We know what we are talking about. We know that both the guy that went to school and the one that cannot write one with that cannot write zero with bottle, no one is more justified in Christ than the other. I'm closing gradually. Follow me to, that should be 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. See verse 5. For we preach not what? For we preach not what? But Christ Jesus the Lord. And I said to your what? Servant. Romans 16. This should be the last scripture. I don't know where my keyboard is went today. You just go and I won't know where and why. I won't know, it won't be coming. Romans 16. Are you there, somebody? We are going to give account of things we do in the name of God. Like me now, naturally, I know I'm smart. Some of us, you are even smart in school. And you know that naturally you are brilliant. Do you know some people are actually dull? Some people are dull. Like not because they don't read, they're just dull. So some of us that I don't know if you ever go to ninth class before, ninth class in school. Do you have anybody that you don't go to ninth class? I don't go. Sorry, do you have people here that from the as you are resuming school right now, as you are resuming semester, immediately you start reading heavily. Right? But we have some guys. Yeah, I can't do that one. 3 days to exam. Like, there's this guy in my class. They're not always too top. They're always like second, third. Well, there will always be a guy that is smart and is a leader in every class, in almost every class. Those are the real best. But there will be another guy that you see him, NFA Grand, every show on campus, you see him there. Every DJ, he will be there. And everything, every vices, he will be there. But three, I have one that he will, 3 days to exam, you will not go and smoke heavily. Don't smoke normally. You will not go and smoke real one. 3 days. You will pick, you will not borrow all your handouts. Borrow it, photocopy it. They don't come to test. Enter one bush, pocket it. It's key points, in a key point. Area of concentration, take it. As his entrance exam, you can't doubt him. You can't doubt him. Test is zero. Practical, 10. Somebody will help him to do it. But exam, 65 or 70. We have his A+ now. You and who? And some of us will be in class. They will say fellowship. As you are going to fellowship, you carry your hand out. From fellowship to night class. Imagine that guy that is so smart. You should now come and say, yes, this is because of who I am in Christ. That is deception. Some of us, we are day one. Not because of Jesus. Sorry to say. Abby? Not because of Jesus. Some of you are smart. Some of you read. We must not now bring that to a Christian that if you are in Christ, and your life is your life is in crisis. You must not. In Christ, in church, we just preach Christ and what is there alone. If you want to be poor, go and be poor. Your realm. If you want to be rich, go and be rich. Your realm. If you want to be a celibate, your realm. I will not preach the key to a successful marriage. The real key is Christ. Key. Hallelujah. We preach Bible. It will be raw. It will be lethargic. It will be so boring. It will just be like that. I'm closing. Romans 16. Are you there? 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. 18. Want to go slowly? Yes, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own words, and by good words and fierce speeches deceive the heart. Good words there means eulogia in Greek. It means by polished language, elegance of language, praise. Fierce speeches, motivational speaking. Deceive to seduce people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In church, we don't teach you the knowledge of good and evil. In church, we don't teach you how to be smart. We teach you life. We teach you things in Christ. There are things that are in man that man must know. But that is not the duty of the church. Is my message clear today? Is it very clear? So when we come to church, what must you focus on? Things in Christ, not things in man. Again, things where? In Christ, not things in man. Of course, the things in Christ are now where? In man. Praise God. That means, say, of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom, sanctification, redemption. That's what we focus on. We don't come to church to start teaching how to excel, how to fire your boss, how to. Some people even went further. They said, they look at the whole book of Esther, and what they could see from it is how to organize beauty contest in church. Organizing beauty contest. What's that? So in the Garden of Eden, we have ministries that communicated self-dependence to Adam. Why the life is simply to what? Trust God. And via the influence of the devil, Adam chose the other way. But today in Christ, there is restoration. Now we know that knowledge of good and evil is not bad because we all went to school. Right? Some of you, who did psychology here? Anybody? Anything close to psychology? Like, you can even study man. Study how man thinks. But we know. We are called Christians. Why? Because of what Jesus has done. Father, bless everybody. Thank you. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Father, let's pray in tongues. In church, we fellowship with life. We fellowship with life. We dine with life. We teach life. We don't teach self-improvement. We don't teach capacity building. We don't teach how to be smart. Just pray, just please, just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Pray louder, 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 louder. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Savela, Stogoveda, Stogoveda, say. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. We choose the way of the Lord. We choose life today. For God so loved the world that he sent Jesus to give us life. Life. The thief come to steal, to kill, to destroy. I came to give you life. And to be abundant in life. Not knowledge of good and evil. John 14:6. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man should give his life for his friends. His life, life, the life of God. Life, 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 life. 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 Please pray more in tongues, pray more in tongues. You know I'm done. Life. Life. Life, life. Join them. Life. Life, 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 life. Life. Please pray a bit more. Pray a bit more. Pray a bit more. Just pray a bit more. Let this dawn on you. This is why we are here. There are things available in man that we must not emphasize in church. Life, 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 life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sikeris take a billos, take a pillar, take a pala, shateke se, take a pillaros, take a pala, mala, 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 shatema, kaseke polema. I want to pray this in. That you will learn to focus on the right things. When we are in church, in the things of the Spirit, in the practice and in this demonstration, we focus on the right things. We minister life in the name of God. Talasti, voli raste gepala machete, pile raste gepala mor. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. That was the sin of Adam. That was the sin of Adam. Leaning on your own understanding. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Please pray a bit more. Please pray. Value this. This is why God became a man. To give us life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I stick a villa, make a villa, stick a palama, shet a make a pilama, zopalamasa. Oh, trust in the Lord with all your hearts. Keep praying. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledging. And he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. Just God wants man to live by his word. God wanted man to live by his word. If you look at the temptation of Jesus, it was the same thing. God dependency versus self dependency. God dependency versus self dependency. God dependency versus self dependency. Please, we must not fall into that temptation in our age and time. Yes, we are in the age of technology. We are in an age of information. We are in the age where men have explored so much. We have explored into the technology world, into the petroleum, into the petrochemical, into information technology, computer science, several fields. But we must still remember the priority of the kingdom. It's life. We must not replace it with intellectuals. We must not replace life with the knowledge of good and evil. Pastor Ezekiel, I'm waiting for you. We must not replace it with the knowledge of good and evil. Just pray a bit more, please. Pray a bit more. Let it sink into you. This is why we are called Christians. This is our boast. This is our persuasion. This is our confidence. We have life and we give life. We don't meet a man and we give him intellectuals in the name of God. No, we give him life. We give life. God dependency, not self-dependency. We don't trust in ourselves, but in God that raised the dead. Sake vilareis tagavata kapala sugepala ba shakatabara balavasti gepita star. Lemaka saka pita risto go bile rase getide oste gevila setete li risto go palish go talimo zopali rase ketato la masa mata. Just 1 more minute to pray. Mal rase ge palimo zepile rase geti mala kaste ge palimo shata geti la mazama la rakati la ilimaka te mala makati. Although God has blessed you with so much knowledge, so much insight, but learn to see trust in God. Learn to see trust in the things of the Spirit. You have been blessed with so much insight, blessed with so much knowledge, blessed with so much. But let that not be an hindrance to you to receive from the spirituals. Let that not be an hindrance for you to receive from the real ocean of God. For there are things in man and there are things in Christ. The things in man are for you. But remember your priority. Man in my image. Not man in his own image. Not man in his own self-image, but man in the image of God. The man that will reflect God, not the man that will reflect himself. Although we have things in ourselves, but we choose not to preach them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take this song with me. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the life of the Lord.
I choose the life of the
Lord. I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the life of the Lord.
I choose the life of the Lord.
I choose the wisdom of the Lord.
I choose the wisdom of the Lord.
For the way of the Lord
is the light of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Guys, see, this must affect everything we do in church. Open your eyes, everybody. Thank you. It must affect everything. Praise God. Although, of course, the church is a physical gathering, but it's a gathering to an intent. It must affect everything. There is a purpose. See, you can have another establishment now, in fact, in the next building, and call it Thompson's NGO, or give me any name. And you do stuff here. But once we gather people in the name of Christ, we share life, we give life, no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. How was your week?
Mine was fine too.